Other stations have been playing holiday songs since September.
What a bunch of a-holes.
Us? You just get 24 hours of it. Happy Hawksmas from 108.9.
The Hawk.
Oh, he can hear you coming down the smokestack. Oh, Brian Johnson.
Man,
not
I tell you,
Bon what, Scott.
What AC/DC song did he officially blow his O-ring out on?
Which I think it was the audition to be in AC/DC.
You can't be
after
screaming
Bon
like
Scott.
That.
You can't be. I say it to him all the time. I always see him over at Nolte's house.
Oh,
he's
course.
Just sitting there. I go in Nolte's door and I'm like, hey, Wisp's here.
Nolte's Brian Johnson's like,
and I'm like, I can't understand either of you.
Take the goddamn newsboy cap off.
Oh my God. He loved Newsies. He wasn't even in Newsies, but he wears it because he loves the movie so much.
Little known fact.
Not a good rock fact.
That's just a little known fact.
Oh.
Not many people know it, and it's not enough people know it to call
not
it a good rock
enough
fact.
People know it. Hey, it's Christmas week and the holidays are here, and we just started playing all Christmas music right here on 108.9 The Hawk. Of course, that was one of your favorite Christmas songs, Mistress for Christmas.
From the
AC/DC album The Razor's Edge. How many mistresses have you had for Christmases, Jeff?
Oh, at least 27.
27?
Yeah, that's why I'm not currently with...
That's what killed Kurt Cobain.
That is what... My little known fact.
Forever
again,
27.
Not a good rock fact. Number 27 killed him, took him down.
Took him down.
And that 27th one was called Heroin.
Heroin. Oh, God.
That was her name. It was a woman. It was
yes.
Beautiful,
Merry Christmas,
beautiful.
Everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Everybody, of course, doing all of their favorite things. And, of course, that includes shopping. So people are over at Valverde Valley Mall. Oh. And our own Jason Gore, who is back in the mix, ladies and gentlemen. He is going
that
to be
that guy just disappears.
That
Where
guy
does
vanishes.
He go at this point?
Poof, he just fucking goes away. But we will check in with him. He is Hawkcasting live for the last week of the Hawk Trees. My God, we did him again, Jeff. What the fuck is wrong with us?
That was the official title for the Hawk Tree event. What the fuck
the
is
fuck
wrong,
is
with,
wrong
us?
With us?
Because it's a question you got to ask yourself. It's like, fool me once. Mutant Hawk tears my head off. Fool me twice.
Twice.
That one's on me.
That one, I should have seen that one coming.
But, you know, the thing is, I'm going to tell you why I think we don't see it coming.
Hey, is this a why I don't think I see it coming?
I believe this is what we're doing. Let me tell you why I don't think we see this coming. It's because we here at 108.9 The Hawk, we start up our holiday tunes when it should be happening.
Oh, yes.
And I'm talking the day after Thanksgiving. Not like the squirt over there who have been playing holiday songs since July 37th. And they made up their own date. That's the thing. They make up their own date and they tell you, I'm going to be playing Christmas music since then. And they knew. They said, don't do the Hawk Trees. But we didn't know. So, you know, good and bad with that.
Good and bad, a little
good
mix.
And bad. You don't get too many Christmas songs, but you might get your head ripped off by Mutant Hawk.
My favorite Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder song. Oh. I am good and you are bad. And then
fantastic.
There's just silence because the other one is like, what? Really?
Wow. And it was
why
like,
did
wait,
we write this into the song?
I'm the good one or are you the good
are
one?
You, which one are you?
Why were we singing this together
like
if we're judging each other?
To me.
You said that to me.
My God.
And that's the unedited version. Is
yes.
It just keeps going with them arguing back
it
and forth.
It is a four-hour song.
It is so
but
goddamn
some of the best work Mac has done, some of the best work Stevie Wonder has done, and we're going to play it for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour because they just remastered it with the magic of AI, and they added John Lennon.
You know, I'm loving this. I got to say this right now. And if this
he
isn't
wasn't
I'm
even
loving
on
it
the
segment,
original
but I don't
song.
Want yeah.
This one he wasn't on the original song. They were like, you know what this could it's like you're cooking steak, Jeff, and you're like, a little more Montreal steak mix, please.
Thank you. A little more Stevie Wonder, please.
And he's like, wait, thank am you. I the Montreal steak mix?
Are you,
or
no,
am
wait,
I
are you
Stevie
calling
Wonder?
Me? And that's the 4 hour and a half version.
That is the four and Lennon doesn't even sing. He's just in the background kind of laughing.
He doesn't care. And he's laughing, jokes. He's loving doing he's Spike cracking, Jones impressions.
Cracking jokes.
My God.
Smoking a cig.
Nothing funnier
jokes.
Than nothing funnier than Lennon being funny.
AI has really come far.
My God, did you get the new AI-produced John Lennon comedy album?
Oh, my God. Imagine Laughter was the name of
imagine
it.
Imagine Laughter. And you know what? I don't have to imagine after I listen to that goddamn record. That. That's so funny
oh
there.
Oh, my God.
Hey, type five, have... more like type 4 hours, because, again,
Scotty,
it's a four-hour
hey, Scotty,
record.
Scotty, do we have a clip of that? Do we have a clip of John Lennon's AI Imagine Laughter? Oh, we do. Good. Okay, let's go to that right now.
Oh, there then. Have you ever been to a hotel and thought, maybe we should have the sheets a little bit looser by me feet? I don't want me to be losing the circulation so I can't be stomping along to me songs there.
Oh, my God, Scotty. You picked my favorite one. You picked my favorite one, man.
I mean, finally someone's taken down hotel bedroom sheets.
Finally. He says it. We're thinking it. Oh, my God.
We're not laughing at it. We're just thinking about it because we were thinking it. And that's
the best type of comedy. You don't want to see anyone laughing about it.
And here's the thing. If you're at the Chuckle Hut, if you're at UCB Valverde, don't let them see you laugh.
Dingbats.
That's the key to being an... If you're at Dingbats, you really don't want to let them see you laugh because then they know you're not thinking about it. You're out, and they'll beat you with a baseball bat in the alley. That's Dingbats for you.
That's on
promise.
A t-shirt. You buy a t-shirt at Dingbats that says, we could beat you with a bat.
Mindy Dingle, the owner of Dingbats, made that promise from the first day.
Tough woman.
Tough woman.
Very tough woman. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know if I'm saying it's a good thing or if it's a bad thing, but she's
That's
a tough
the thing.
Woman.
If you're making a statement, make it vague enough that you don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. Just
but
like, I am good, you are bad. Just like that song. We all learned a lot from that song.
I am good and you are bad. Wait,
are you talking? Are you talking about
me? Is it you? Speaking of tough women, and in the best way possible, of course, I'm referring to our old friend Ginger Mistletoe. She's the owner of Valverde's Christmas store. It's the only Christmas store in Valverde that is open 24 hours a day, 365. So you get up at 4 a.m. and you're like, I could buy a stocking right now.
I'm
awake, and
it's
I probably
April.
Can't fall back to sleep. And you head on over to Ginger's, and my God, she's going to be there for you. Pretty much,
and she's
there all the time.
All the time.
That's literally it. Let's
24/7, 365. Selling eggnog bullshit.
She chants that sometimes.
24/7, 365.
She's also the volunteer organizer of the, God bless her, Valverde Christmas Parade.
Here we go.
So she's got some news about the parade. Scotty, pull your string, open the RV door, and welcome to the rock and roll RV, Ginger Mistletoe.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, boys. I'm so excited to be here.
It is so exciting to have you here. A little holiday spirit, dare I say, in the air right now. And it's
literally in the air. You walked in and I could feel there was a waft.
That's my perfume. It's just peppermint.
Oh, it's just peppermint.
Peppermint
and
cinnamon-covered pine cones. Just
peppermint
like you've got,
and cinnamon-covered pine cones.
You're detecting those notes. That's so great. That's my shampoo, cinnamon pine cones.
Cinnamon pine cones.
It's just my favorite time of year, and that's why I like to spend it all year long.
And all day long. And every goddamn minute long.
Who needs sleep when you can spread the cheer?
That's the motto of your store. Who
you
needs sleep when you can spread
banner.
The cheer?
You see that on a banner. And for a while there, the banner fell. So it just said, who needs cheer when you can just spread?
That is absolutely
that was hilarious.
True.
Everyone got a good old
little bit of a different clientele when the banner fell.
I'm like, whoa, did AI John Lennon comedian write this?
I don't really like to talk about the day that happened.
And me neither.
That it took the repairman to come and rehang it because obviously I can spend 24/7 at my Christmas store, but I cannot get on the ladder.
Did you hire Reginald?
Where'd it go?
Was Reginald the repairman?
Reginald, yes.
What
and
a
took
piece
forever.
Of shit. What?
You know,
God.
I gotta say,
Reginald. He's a grifter.
He's the one. Reginald is who was our contractor at the new studio.
Please. Are you telling what the contract went to? He had the lowest bid.
And it was very low. And that's why, you know, Boss Ron jumped on it. I got a text.
Oh, the contract.
From Reginald.
Oh, we got to be close to having a new building right now. A Christmas miracle, Jeff. Give it to me.
All right. It just says Nope, miracles don't exist, not even close. That's all it says. And he has the emoji for the middle finger.
He
gave it green skin. So that's the part finger. I don't know if that means something.
No, he gave you a Hulk finger, is what he
did. Oh, it's a Hulk finger. Hulk smash our studio.
That's his move.
Wow. Mistletoe, are you selling any Hulk fingers down at the Valverde Christmas store?
Listen, if I had a Hulk finger with a bright and fun jingle bell on the end, I sure would be. But no. We can't sell anything that is name brand. We can't sell anything that is licensed by a Hollywood studio. All of our products are generic.
What if you've
because
seen
you're
a
big
Hulk.
Supporters of the strikes. You did that before the strike. It was everything: the SAG strikes, right. The WGA strikes, and you're like everything had to be licensed was your motto. But now you just
now you're
as a person who works 24/7. I support other workers, even when they are not striking. I'm still supporting them.
Exactly.
I'm still boycotting.
You gotta still boycott. If you're gonna support something, you gotta still boycott it.
But don't boycott the Christmas store.
Oh, never boycott the Christmas store. Oh my God. Would be never happen.
That
please.
Is the best place to waste time if the old insomnia strikes. Let's say you've had a day that isn't like today where I've had 4 cognacs already. And, you're gonna stay up late. You're gonna see what's on Channel 8 Max Plus. And you're going to flip through that and...
It's a Shannon Tweed movie, but you've already watched it.
There it is. Wormfighter.
Wormfighter's on. There it is.
I love Wormfighter. So
but
good.
Then your cable goes out, and what are you going to do?
I'm going to go waste time at the fucking Valverde Christmas store with Ginger Mistletoe. Now, Ginger, you said you've got some news regarding something that is usually near and dear to our hearts here at 108.9 The
Hawk. Truly. I hope it's always.
Not after last year. So give us the news, Ginger.
All right. Well, I just want everyone to know that the Valverde Christmas Parade is back.
God
better
almighty.
Than ever.
Oh,
it is. It's going to be next Wednesday, right in the dead set middle of the week, the time that we all want to go out to a parade in the middle of the workday.
Oh, yes. 2 p.m.
2 p.m. I want to promise everyone that we are not going to have the same level of disaster and nonsense that occurred that absolutely ruined the last Valverde Christmas Parade 2022. Okay.
I hope not.
We're
all hoping not.
Look, mistakes
were made.
That
would be a Christmas miracle.
Well,
that would be
mistakes
a Christmas
miracle.
Mistakes
were made.
This was the year that I took a back seat, right? Okay. This was the year that I took a back seat planning this parade.
Because it had been going basically like clockwork. Yeah. Same word I was going to use, Jeff. Did you see that?
I saw it.
I am good and you are bad, Jeff. Figure it out. Like clockwork, it's just churning right along. You know, all the gears are just going together and
clanking and a
clanking and a clunking. And you're just like, you know what? I'm going to take a little back seat, see what happens.
I thought I would spend more time at the store.
I mean, my God.
Oh, my God.
It happened, but it had a lot of floats that nobody ever expected to see, such as the Halloween razor in the apple. It was just a big apple with a razor sticking out that was a razor and cut 42 people. And the fact that it was a Halloween float made no sense that it was in the holiday parade.
Didn't make
any
sense.
That is the float that the Food Gulch decided to submit that year.
Have anything to do with the food or the gulch.
It doesn't. But I got to say, Food Gulch, sponsors of the Wisp Turlington Morning Show. My God, they've got the deals this morning. But just like Sharnies, every time you say Food Gulch, you got to play that jingle.
All of the food that fell in the gulch. Food Gulch.
I think I did say Sharnies in there, so. Thank you, sponsors of 108.9 The Hawk. Well, the cat
and by the way, sponsors of that float, the blood shake that was right behind the razor in the Halloween candy float. And luckily, the blood that came from the 42 victims did end up in the blood shake, but there wasn't a blood shake that was sold at Sharnies that year.
Oh, my
So it was
God.
A lot of confusingness.
What a Christmas miracle or mystery.
In my opinion, it was a Christmas disaster.
Okay.
That wasn't one of the words I offered.
Three choices now.
Put another one on that pile, Scotty. Well, yeah. We're going to talk more about why last year's parade was a bad idea and how
and why it won't happen again.
Oh, and okay, yeah.
From
your ears to Santa's ears, we'll hope that doesn't happen. Oh, but it is holiday and it's all we're playing. So here is Bruce Springsteen suggests... completely telling you that Santa is coming to Freehold, New Jersey.
Can't wait.
1.9 The Hawk.
Hey, Bam! Hey, Big Bam!
Hello? It's Farmer Dan down at Shetland Creameries. Happy holidays if you're into that sort of thing. Me? I'm into it. And it doesn't seem like anybody wants to do the holiday thing with an old, immortal dairy farmer. I get it. Kind of weird. And I walked out of that hell gate with the ability to never die. But that doesn't mean I don't like holiday revelry. Slurping back a big old mug of nog like the nog hog I am. So, if you're looking for something to do this holiday, come on up to Shell and Creamery's. For 40 years, we've been doing the holidays right. The big old bag of eggnog right between the legs and the straw. And you squeeze your legs and it shoots right up into your mouth like the baby Jesus intended. So happy holidays from all of us, me and the cattle at Shetland Creameries.
Children, Santa's sled has been seen. Oh my God, no, he's been brought down by unfriendly fire. Pieces of the sled just... everywhere. Reindeer running amok. And Santa? Oh no. You can't kill Santa, but you can badly injure him, which means he's still rocking with 108.9 The Hawk.
The majesty, the sequin gowns, and the long, beautiful hair. Of course, we're talking about the 173rd Val Verde Memorial Dog Show. Broadcast live from Channel 8 this holiday season from the Val Verde Enorma Dome. All of your favorite dogs, from everyone's favorite the Dachshund to everyone's favorite the English Bulldog. From the Great Dane to the Shibu Inu, we promise only showing dogs at the top of their game. Our other promise this year is that our amazing announcers Dan O'Stanahan and Mitchell Mondel will only talk about the dogs and they will not express their personal or political beliefs. Much like there's no room for complicated, ill-informed political conversations at your family holiday dinner table, there's no room for it at the dog show when we're just trying to listen to them talk about poodles. We heard the complaints. The many, many thousands of complaints that poured in after last year's debacle. Look, we're still not even sure how Dan got to most of those topics, especially when he was just supposed to be introducing the Weimaraner. A beautiful dog that we will only talk about in dog terms, and not in terms of, well, again, we're not going to get into it. And we ask you to do us a favor, and if you happen to run into Dan or Mitchell at the Meet the Dogs event right before the dog show, do your best to not bring up anything touchy. It'll just help us all out, okay? So be sure to tune in to Channel 8 for the 173rd Val Verde Dog Show. The dog show where hopefully you won't find out who anyone voted for.
You know, I would play any of the original versions of that song, but I like the U2 one the most. It's Baby
Put
Please
Come
Home. Put
that on a shirt. I like the U2 one version the most.
I like the U2 version most. Any song. They could do Invisible Touch.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to like it over the Genesis version. I'm not an idiot.
Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy.
No Good Thing.
That's the only one. That's the only one. You Good Thing.
I see Bono singing Good Thing, not She Drives Like Crazy.
No,
She Drives Like Crazy would be the Edge singing.
That would be if the Edge was singing, and it would just be speaking through his delay pedals.
Oh, my God, we've really gone off on a tangent right here in front of our guest, Ginger Mistletoe, owner of Valverde's 24-hour, 365-day-er store. Day-er. Christmas store.
And it sounds like you two have been drinking a little bit too much eggnog.
Is Micah working right, Scotty?
Yeah, no, and Scotty, maybe this come is, back on the cognac for a whisk.
This is number
here,
7 cognac. I can guarantee there's no Shetland Creamery's eggnog anywhere to be seen.
Now, you are lactose intolerant often when it comes to the holidays. Oh, every other time of year, he's not. He's totally fine.
I can eat as much cheese as I want in April.
And he proves
it's true.
It.
You don't want to be lactose intolerant on an RV.
Oh, please.
Trust me. I know. All right. Jesus.
All I got to say is thank you for coming in with that very strong perfume because, you know, before that, all I could smell was 70-day-year-old raccoon urine.
70-day-year-old raccoon urine. One of my favorite candles.
Raccoon. Right down there at the Valverde Candle Factory where they promise their smells, they're going to get them right one day.
One day.
One day. Okay, Ginger.
You were speaking of Shetland Creamery, though. I'm so sorry. I have to get to it.
Oh, you love your Shetland Creamery.
I do love them. You're a Nog Hog. I did love them.
You're a Nog Hog. That's what Farmer Dan would say.
I prefer to say Nog Hoggette.
Well, that's no such thing.
Thank you. Sure. But, you know, they were one of the biggest problems last year, and they have assured me they are not going to do it again. They brought real live cows for their float last year.
That was the craziest thing. Like, you know, Farmer Dan lost his cattle a couple years ago. He got back more than he ever wanted. Like, people were just like, no, these are your cows. No, these are your cows. And he doesn't know. There's no paperwork on it. There's no numbers or anything.
You can't get cow paperwork.
He looks at a cow and he cannot remember its face. So they all have the same sort of just gray area every time.
Little
he
known
looks.
Fact, little Farmer known Dan fact. Has face blindness to cows.
Face blindness to cows. That's what I was looking for, Jeff. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
So, you know, he basically opens that gate right off of Hog Street.
Oh,
and
boy.
4,500 cows just come running out because Farmer Dan's chasing them from behind. And my
God. If you thought he talks slow, he chases even slower.
Oh, my God.
It is wild to watch him. It is the opposite of Prefontaine.
Dan.
He's still going one step at a time. Just one step at a time.
When those cows trampled 76 souls here in Valverde, what did that do for you?
Is this a question for me? Are you serious?
Is there any other person getting interviewed who also had a hand and a foot in that parade?
Did you just good or bad me? Which one am I now?
I just told you so clearly that I had nothing to do with last year's parade. That was the parade that I took
But you were still officially signed to it. You signed in blood.
At this point, 113 souls, because we have the 43.
I love it when dead people are referred to as souls.
We all know that the Shetland Creamery cows leapt from the float that was moving and stampeded the Valverde High School marching band. We all know that.
Well,
and they were playing Hang On Sloopy, and it was one of the best versions of Hang On Sloopy I had ever heard.
Is there a cow coming?
Is there a cow coming?
No, keep sloopying. I will not take any responsibility here. So, of course, I felt terrible about it, but I felt terrible on behalf of the other people who are responsible.
And you certainly
and
won't
I've never
take
seen that much blood on a French horn, by the way.
Oh,
I just need to, my God,
my
just
God.
Pouring out of it.
I kind of like seeing it because, let's be real, I was not counting the Valverde.
Oh, is this a Let's Be Real segment?
I think this is. Hold on. Let's be real for a second, folks. When I talked about the souls that died last year in the Valverde Holiday Parade, I was not counting the Valverde High School Marching Band because, frankly, those cows did us a service.
Thank you.
That's right.
It sounds like you need more eggnog.
I wish I could, but I would be, you would see my a-hole right here on the ground.
It would be like Brian Johnson singing an AC/DC song.
Yes.
You would just see.
You'll see my mistress for Christmas on the ground, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
Seven.
I know what you mean, too. Keg
That's right,
Keg
Stand.
Whoa,
Keg
he was stand. Waiting all that time for a
Keg
mistress
stand.
And Christmas.
Oh, my God. I forgot you were even here. It's so good to see you, Keg Stand. Hey, what was your favorite float last year?
I like the homemade brew dog float. Keg stands.
Oh, my God. Nothing but a bunch of amateur craft beer makers. Just making the worst amateur beers.
None of them.
A lot of accidents.
None of them were drinkable. All of them drunk.
Hammered beyond hammered.
And all of them making poison, ultimately. Like, it was essentially like 151 rum times a billion.
When they handed those beers out, though, to the children.
When they started chucking them after they handed them, and the kids kept dropping them on the ground like candy.
We thought there was enough blood from the blood shake. I mean, that was the problem.
I know. Yeah. I saw one kid.
People
just
did think that was enough. People were screaming out, "That's enough blood from the blood shake.
Too much blood from the blood shake.
It wasn't enough for me." Keg stand.
Okay, right, that's a little sinister. A little sinister keg stand.
You don't talk for weeks, and now you sound like a monster.
I will say that I saw one kid take a slurp of that homemade brew dog. Immediately burst into flame as if they were a phoenix rising, and you know, it just burst right out, Jean Grey style.
Which is what caused the fire on the Dingbats float.
That is what caused the fire on the Dingbats float. Of course, we had Denny Snood, blue collar comedian, on that float, and he survived. Yeah. But
the ghost of John Lennon didn't survive doing his tight five on hotel refrigerators.
The ghost of
AI John Lennon. On that float, it smelled like barbecue.
Oh my God, it sounded.
Well, that's just Denny Snood, though. When Denny Snood
comes
along,
that's Denny Snood.
You don't even need to burn Denny Snood for it to smell like barbecue.
You come in smelling like Christmas. He comes in smelling like brisket, if you know what I mean.
That's actually my
favorite Christmas comedy record. You coming in smelling like Christmas, I come in smelling like brisket.
The Denny Snood record?
Oh my God.
Scotty, do we have a clip of that? Scotty, do we have Denny Snood's comedy album? Let's see if we have it.
You ever go out at Christmas and you're like, "Hey, I don't remember buying that Christmas tree." Well, if so, you might be Denny Snood.
I'll be honest. I worry for Denny Snood. I really do. I worry too
because he records a 4LP comedy album and doesn't notice that there is no audience laughing at the entire time.
Because there was no fucking audience. He recorded a Christmas comedy record with no goddamn audience. Out soundcheck, left, and then the show didn't happen because they could not find him. Apparently because he was getting on the float he didn't tell anyone that he was getting on.
My God.
And all of that
so
shit
So could
went
that
down.
Be blamed on Ginger Miss? Mistletoe. I'm just asking questions.
Is that what we would refer to as a mistletoe?
I'm not making statements. I'm just asking questions.
Is that a mistletoe, Scotty?
I mean, I didn't come onto this show.
I didn't come onto the show.
Another wonderful song from Tease Tree Storm, one of my favorite singers.
Look, Ginger, we're not trying to. This ain't Gotcha Morning Show here.
Gotcha Morning Show.
That's just something Bill Maher might say if he was here. But we're no Bill Maher.
Random, Ginger. Jesus.
I'm here to spread the Christmas cheer and confirm that this year's parade, unlike the last, will be a happy and festive occasion.
We do have to.
And no Santas will die.
Well,
and I mean, there were a surprising amount of Santas that died last
332 year. 332
Santas. My first question, honestly, Ginger, why did we have so many Santas in the first place?
You know that many Santas is going to be a problem.
Valverde prides itself on having more Santas than any other Christmas parade in the country. That's what makes our Santa so special.
Yeah, that's true.
And sure, were mistakes made? Absolutely.
Sure.
Not by me.
Yeah. No.
It is so sad to have seen Santas of every stripe, every creed, every race, every gender, every personality die and perish together, both at the same time.
Yeah, I was really sad when right-wing Santa died.
Oh,
you know, that
God.
Personality was my favorite Santa.
When Santa goes once, Santa goes all.
Oh, my
Everyone
goodness.
Everyone loves the Santa.
QAnon Santa was hilarious
QAnon
during the Christmas
Santa
parade.
Had some points. I will say. He's just saying. I hadn't heard before, but my God, when they were all gunned down.
Oh, my God.
By Daddy Christmas.
Which, again, I don't want to blame you, Ginger. I'm just asking questions.
Is this a I don't want to blame you?
This is an I don't want to blame you.
Okay.
I have been.
Excuse me, Ginger. I don't want to blame you here.
But if you're going to have over 300 Santas and you're going to have one of them be played by one of the biggest mass murderers Valverde has ever had,
That is, of course, the Snake Johnson. And the biggest mass murderer, and we've got a lot of mass murderers, he's probably going to shoot down some of the other Santas. That's just going to happen, especially when QAnon Santa starts speaking his garbage. That's all I'm saying right here. Was that an All I'm Saying segment, or was it a different segment?
Scotty, which one did you write?
Scotty, what were we doing there? Who knows anymore?
I'm just asking
questions. That's what segment it was.
Snake's name, and I just got chills down my whisk-turlington back. It's just going right through the back hairs and down to the hole.
Shooting guns like a snake. That's where he got his nickname.
Shooting.
Unbelievable. I mean, these
are questions. You ever seen a snake shoot a gun? Ginger mistletoe?
Well, I wasn't at last year's parade, so therefore I did not.
Yeah, I know. The snake float. When they got a hold of guns.
Oh, God.
That was not good. Snakes and guns. You knew what was coming with that name of the float, but you approved it. It had an approval. That was the other part. I know you're saying this isn't your fault, Ginger. And again, this isn't Gotcha Morning Show.
I'm just asking questions. This is not Gotcha Morning Show Radio.
But every float did have the paperwork attached to the float with your little Christmas tree stamp on it. And I don't know if just your...
Very cute stamp.
There's a little elf on a shelf, and he says, "I approve.
I approve."
Doesn't everyone like to take a vacation for once in their lives? Doesn't everyone choose to spend Thanksgiving for one time at Sandals, Bahamas?
Good God.
Come on.
You went to Sandals, Bahamas? We're going to need to check that chair for bed bugs when she walks away.
There are no bed bugs at any of the Sandals franchises.
That is true. That is their motto
lately. That is their motto.
Come to Sandals. There are no bed bugs here.
You knew the motto, and you do. Good God. Wonderful.
Sandals, the food is fine.
There are no bed bugs.
Sandals.
So I will not accept the blame from this. All I will say to you is that I promise that this year we're doing things very differently, and there is just one Santa Claus. Only one Valverde citizen is playing Santa
Claus.
That's a start.
As long as it's not the
same reality.
Jason Gore is playing the Santa Claus. Well, this is something I didn't
know. Oh my God. Let's go ahead and send the signal down right now. Jason Gore, what is going on at the preparations for... Oh, wait a second. You're not there. You're at the mall. What's going on? Well, let's talk to him about all of it. Scotty, send it over.
Yeah, I'm doing all that, Wisp. That's, so we're out here at the Valverde Valley Mall, ladies and gentlemen. Jason Gore broadcasting live. If you see me, I'm over by one of the hawk trees. And the great things about the hawk trees, ladies and gentlemen, is each tree has a name of a child in the Valverde Valley that needs your help this Christmas. So you go up, you take the name off, and then you go buy a gift and send it to that name. But you can only get the name off the tree if you can slide past this gigantic, very vicious, very hungry, I might add. It has nipped at me a few times, Jeff. Hawk.
It's one of the biggest hawks I've ever seen in my life. My God.
Now, this isn't one of the mutant hawks, I don't think. Now, of course, we did this years ago, and mutant hawks took over the Valverde Valley Mall. We got it back when they vanished, and we turned it right back into a mall.
We did have a new mayor that was a mutant hawk for a while, of course, Krog. Mayor Krog.
Oh, Krog. Mayor he did Krog. Some good things in the city. I mean, infrastructure-wise, I'm not complaining.
No, transit was running better than it's ever run.
Oh, God. Oh, from your ears to my ears. But we're down here at the Valverde Valley Mall having a great time, and you guys are having a great time with Ginger Mistletoe. Ginger, I can't wait to MC and be your Santa this year.
I can't believe it. And tell me, I want you to say this for the record on the radio.
For the record on the radio, I will say
it. You are not scared of being murdered like all of the other Santas last year, correct? Correct?
I mean...
You are not even a little bit afraid that you're going to be gunned down.
I wasn't here last year. What happened?
Wow. You might want to take a look at the other names on those hawk trees. Because each of those names, yes, a gift will go to the children if you donate on the hawk tree, but there is also the name of a fallen child or Santa.
I was at
the parade last year and the marching band members. So if you want to donate to French Horn, you can't on the trees, each one of them.
I mean, I was at Scandals in Bahamas.
Oh, did you get bedbugs?
Yeah, it's just like sandals.
No, scandals. Oh, not sandals. Scandals
is the edgy. They believe in hedonism. It's like,
oh, God, man.
Oh, wow. They believe in hedonism. All right.
Sounds like a kickstands kind of place.
Scandals is strictly love and romance.
Yeah, I know about scandals. Yeah,
okay, great.
Oh,
kickstands in the studio. Wonderful. I guess, you know what, I'll ask someone here at the mall. We'll figure out what happened last year, but either way, it's not...
No, actually, don't ask anyone.
I got to find out, but it's not... Ginger, my promise to you is it's not going to take my spirits down in any way whatsoever. I'll be very proud to be a Santa.
God, he seems excited. I will say, though, one little hint. If you ask anyone at the mall and it ends up the answer comes from a mutant hawk... Get the hell out of here, because that means that those hawks have definitely mutated and they can now talk and are going to take your head off.
Well, we'll see about that. I'll check back in with you guys soon. Once again, Jason Gore broadcasting live at the Valverde Valley Mall. I'll be here until noon today. Got hawk stickers. Come on by. It's Jason Gore on 108.9 The Hawk.
Wow. I mean,
he didn't have to send it back. Like, we're doing the show, dude.
It's acting like we don't know what we're doing for the next 4 hours.
I don't know. I like that. I think he projected a certain authority, and I think that's what makes a great Santa.
Wow. I feel like I'm hearing a little wedding bells here between Ginger. Well,
Ginger Mistletoe.
Is someone going to be going to Scandals and or Sandals soon?
They
for
are literally
a
on the same island. There's just a tiny fence that you just step right over.
Oh, yeah. You look through that tiny chain link fence, and you're like, wow, they're really fucking over
there.
They
are really. These people are holding on to the chain.
Slapping and shaking.
Slapping and shaking, covered in bed bug bites.
That's their jingle. It's slapping and shaking and covered
in bed bug bites. That one is, of course, a Scott Pilgrim special.
Oh, my God. Scott Pilgrim, best jingle writer in the game. Ginger, we're going to come right back to you here in a second. But first, ladies and gentlemen, it's traffic.
108.9 The Hawk traffic with Art Spart.
Fire. Da 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 da, fire! Da 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 da. Wow! Arthur Brown, you are right. It is a crazy world because Valverde is on fire. Well, at least most of the roads. Yep, it's a real fireman convention out there because every road is charred to bits. Hog Street blazing. Lane Staley Way, raging. Lane Staley Lane, brush fire. And fight fire with fire causeway on Mount Hetfield. Take a guess. Yep, that's on fire. And I think you all know why, Valverde. Of course, Mayor David Lee Roth has had to issue his annual statement that it is not Devil's Night. Devil's Night was supposed to be months ago. Yep, Valverde are not only pyromaniacs, but they are all dolts. And for some reason, the entire town has glommed onto Devil's Night being in the middle of December? January? Sometimes February? And one time once a month for 12 months instead of the proper day before Halloween. Now, most theories land on a misinterpretation of the movie The Crow. And when those fires are all happening, possibly from some rumor that came up on the Reddit board, r/crowfans for burning down Valverde, that gave the wrong date. I know. Something wrong on the internet. Surprising. Now, for me, I have always blamed Stone Temple Pilots, because if you heard or played the song Big Empty from the Crow soundtrack backwards, it tells you specifically what day to burn your hometown down. Thanks, but no thanks, DeLeo Brothers. Anywho, I want to stay inside today. Let those fires burn down. Maybe watch The Crow. Work on catching a knife in between your hands. And for the love of God, Valverde, stop setting fires. And that's traffic from the Burt's Funeral Flowers traffic desk. I'm Art Spart.
With Burt's Funeral Flowers. With Burt's Funeral Flowers.
Oh, my God.
It's a good reminder that when that Brandon Lee float was up last Christmas. Wow.
Oh,
that was
God.
a lot of extra souls gone then. We don't have to
so
get
many
into that.
Souls.
So many souls.
All gone.
Listen, I'm sorry for that. On behalf of the people who are
Wait, you are apologizing?
The one you're apologizing for is the Brandon Lee and the Crow float.
That's the one that got under the skin. You were like, the Crow.
Hearing That sponsorship reminded me so much of all of the calls that I had to personally field from Bert's Funeral Flowers.
Oh my God. Because they want to know where the flowers go, and they don't
send
them anywhere.
Check and they always go to a funeral. And if you cause the deaths, they make you answer the phones at Bert's.
They want you to feel it. And I tried to explain to them over and over and over again that it was not my responsibility.
Let's do a call. I had this is always fun on morning radio. Scotty, I'm going to be Bert's Funeral Flowers, and I am going to call you, and I just want to see how this played out. So here we go. I'm calling bloop, 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 Ginger Mistletoe. A bloop, a bloop, a bloop, bloop, bloop. Hey, this is Bert at Bert's Funeral Flowers.
Hello.
Yes, Miss Ginger Mistletoe. I'm trying to find out which Santas do these flowers go to. Are we talking about the rockin' time, Christmas time Santa? Are we talking about the old-timey medieval Santa Claus? Are we talking about the Civil War Confederate soldier Santa Claus? Which ones? Do you know their addresses that I can get these funeral flowers to them?
All funeral flowers go to the funeral home.
You sure?
I've said this to you for the past 299 Santas. I have said that over and over again. It goes to the same funeral home. It goes to...
Hey, Bert. Yes. We got a lot of people calling in because they want to be sending flowers because of that Brandon Lee in the crow float.
Oh,
all
my
them
God.
Brandon Lees that died. It's a bunch of people wearing dusters. And okay. They want to know, can they send memorial dusters to the victims?
I'll ask.
Can't a hardworking woman who works 24/7, 365 days a year, go to Sandals one time in her fucking life?
Scandals or Sandals?
Obviously, I went to Sandals. Oh, do I look like she a person who wants to
nest
with bed bug bites?
No, you don't. You don't. You but you missed out on a hell of a buffet. If you love bourbon chicken, that is the place to God. Go. Holy shit.
If you're going to have an orgy chicken. In the sand, you're going to want to have some bourbon chicken at Scandals.
Oh, my God.
All of those people, you can smell them over the fence. They're just sweating out bourbon chicken.
I wonder if Denny Snood was there if you're smelling all that bourbon chicken.
It just smells like Clorox, if you know what I mean. Hey.
I do. Knows what it that. Smells like bleach Clorox. In here.
Oh, my God. Oh, I guess if the Eagles were at Scandals, they'd probably say, please come home for Christmas. On 108.9 The Hawk.
Oh, like semen.
No, we hit the post. Dancing. Prancing. In Jingle Bell Square, we'll get you arrested in Valverde.
Happy Hawksmas.
From 108.9, The Hawk.
Do you want to learn self-defense, or do you want to actually protect your family? If you want to actually protect your family, you got to be a weasel. So if you want to learn the self-defense technique that was approved both not only by the Navy SEALs, but also by the United Federation of Garbage Workers, then you got to get the weasel technique, written by me, Steve Dukes. In my book, The Weasel Technique, I will teach you the three dirtiest ways to take down an attacker, just like a weasel would. Number one technique, kick him in the nuts. Not once, not twice, but thrice. The patented weasel three-nut kick will take down any opponent. I've heard about people who were shoplifted, not once, not twice, but thrice, and they were able to take them down with the nut technique. Number two, lying. Lying will lead you to salvation. The good book tells you that you shouldn't lie, but the weasel book tells you you need to lie if you want to get out of a sticky situation where you're being attacked. I once heard about a man being attacked by a horse, and he was able to get out of it only through lying. He didn't get his head caved in by a horse hoof, and instead, he was able to go home, hug his family, and pray at dinner. And the third dirtiest self-defense tactic that I will teach you in the weasel technique is the weasel technique. It's an acronym, W-E-A-S-A-L. Yeah, I know that's not how you spell weasel. But that's not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is getting home to hug my family. I want to kiss my children on their sweet heads at night. And may their sweet dreams be the window to the future. The future of defending yourself with the weasel technique in my book. And I will lay it all out on over 80 pages. Before this book, only Navy SEALs and garbage men were privy to this information, but now you can know it for free. And in fact, I'm going to pay you to take this book so that at night you can kiss your baby child on the forehead, knowing that the future is safe with them and the world will not take them down because you are a weasel man. So if you're interested in being a weasel man, then come over to www.stevedukesisaweasel.com and I will give you this book. And the only thing I ask is that you buy some supplements from me. They're the ones that have a little weasel head on it that kind of looks like a Punisher skull.
Happy Hawksmas from 108.9, The Hawk. Hey, everybody, it's Wisp Turlington on 108.9 The Hawk. And Scotty has told me that apparently this is the 100th episode of this podcast that we've been putting out of the radio shows that we do right here on 108.9 The Hawk. Isn't that great? That if you miss your favorite radio shift, you can just listen to it on any podcast provider in the world. I think it's wonderful that all rock stations do this now. It's needed. You need to hear our opinions. Did we see that show last night? Well, you'll have to find out. Did we eat somewhere fun over the weekend? Tune in and find out. Did Nick Nolte take over a tractor and try to run you down with it? Well, which time? Which time? But if you're just joining us, or if you've been listening to this podcast that we do since the beginning, thank you for being here with us on 108.9 The Hawk. And hey, baby, we ain't going nowhere. We're still stuck in this horrendous smelling RV. And who knows how long we're going to be in this building. Hopefully not long. But thank you for listening to 108.9 The Hawk.
What, Scotty?
Oh, and yeah, happy holidays. It's Christmas all over again. Oh, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. My favorite Christmas song, Christmas All Over Again by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Wonderful song.
Oh my God. A
sounds like he
song.
Doesn't want to sing it the whole time. And that's no. When I, that's the kind of Christmas song I like to hear.
I like a good Tom Petty song where he's just like, hey! Where he's just yelling at somebody off stage.
Yeah. Hey! He is just pissed about something.
And you don't know who he's, because he's not yelling at anyone in the band. You're just like, who is off stage?
And him it's and the Heartbreakers be- are kosher. And then he's yelling at somebody off stage. Hey, hey. My God. Oh. Is there anyone angrier in rock and roll than Tom Petty? Just quiet anger is what I call him.
Let me think about it. Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, yes, seconds. He is definitely. And when I think of rock and roll, I think of Jared Leto.
You know, if my spaceship was 30 seconds away from Mars, I'm certainly not hearing any of that in my mind.
Oh, God, no. What I'm hearing is me kicking Jared Leto out of the space lock, if you know what I mean.
Yep, and that was one
do
of
the... Do you know what I mean?
I do know, because that's one of the unfortunate parade floats last year. It was kicking Jared Leto out of the space lock, which
don't
was
even
actually,
know what that had to do with the holidays.
It was a pressurized room that astronauts use, and you weren't supposed to put him out so quickly.
You, who knew that we would watch Jared Leto explode in front of us?
He exploded. He lived.
Still, and it's unclear. It's unclear if it was a rock doll that lived or
little
real
unclear.
Jared Leto.
Little
I don't know.
Unclear. But it was also
it was
a terrible
real Jared Leto.
It was real Jared Leto.
Wow,
Leto's alive. Scotty,
great.
I told
so
you.
So when he's free soloing up a building, I can go, cool. That guy's very cool, and I'm very psyched he's still alive.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic, man.
He is our finest actor. I don't
whoa,
know.
Whoa, stop the bed, Scotty.
Whoa, okay, stop that.
You're saying that you see Skeet Ulrich in the green room?
He's staring at you right
he's
now,
looking
Skeet
at
Ulrich.
You.
He's making a cat's cradle because he was going to be on in the next hour showing us how to make a cat's cradle.
Cat's cradle.
With his
I've
hands,
always wanted to. I thought
I've
if
never
I read
knew,
the
I'm
book,
like, it's
cat's
a game.
Cradle,
how
it
do you
teach
play
me,
cat's
but
cradle?
It didn't.
What is Skeet even doing compared to Jared Leto? Did you see
Skeet,
that WeWork
Skeet, close
series?
Your, close, your, close your ears.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. He hears with his eyes because he's a method actor.
And put that tape over your nose, Skeet. Just
put the tape over your nose. Keep
seal
cat's cradling.
Okay. Skeet. What did you say? How fucking dare you, Ginger Mistletoe? You come into my fucking studio, Jeff's goddamn home.
To be attacked? Yeah.
Well, you just attacked
home.
Our buddy.
He's unprofessional that you were having.
Oh, a professional.
Now we're talking about professionally.
I'm obsessed with Christmas, so I'm going to stay awake every second of the year and celebrate.
Except for the one time during
shit.
The year when I have to sign off on floats that aren't going to murder poor souls.
And I don't sell Hulk. I don't sell
a day off.
What?
Even Santa Claus himself from the North Pole, he takes a day off.
Well, he's taking
excuse
all
me,
days
does
off
he?
Because he's fucking eating dirt.
Exactly. Eating dirt.
Even the eating dirt Santa that you killed. Especially
okay.
him.
I see.
And by the way,
doing,
rest in power,
you.
Eating dirt, Santa.
Rest in power.
And that is making you go on. You that what you are asking me to do right now is to make me go on the record for
you're
all
on
of
the
Valverde
record.
And,
that's all this is, baby.
And say that the Santa Claus in the North Pole is the same as one of the Santas that comes to our parade. Yeah, that's what you're making.
Was he actually there? Meaning Santa is gone?
Santa is not alive.
Which one was he?
Which one was he?
You know.
Which one was he?
But I can't break the hearts of the children and make them think.
Oh, my God, it was Cowboy Santa.
My God.
I knew it.
My God, I hope it wasn't QAnon Santa. Because that'd be a real boner if you found out that the real Santa was QAnon Santa.
It was like on Reddit, like, yeah, it's like, that's, that was, there's some good stuff
on one
there.
End, there's differing opinions. And on the other end, you're like,
Mrs. Claus.
My God. Where one Santa goes, all goes.
QAnon Santa would even have a Mrs. Santa Claus? Is that what you think?
Oh, my God.
Oh my
Here's
God.
The fucking truth.
Santa's an incel.
The real Santa lives in North Pole. We can't get him for small town Christmas parades, no matter how fucking powerful I am and no matter how seriously I take Christmas.
Whoa.
So no, Christmas the real Santa rage. Is not dead, but QAnon Santa is dead. And so is the snake Santa. And so is...
That was a real boner. To see Snake kill the Snake Santa.
My God. Watching the Snake kill a Snake Santa, and then all the snakes from the Snakes and Guns Float swarm over Snake Santa and eat the flesh off of it in front of the children. It was intense.
And Axl Rose Santa. And Slash Santa.
But not Santa.
And Izzy.
Santa.
And Izzy.
And Lizzie.
But not Santa Santa. Not Santa.
So Santa did not come. He's still alive. But question mark, is he an incel?
Santa Santa is not an incel.
Oh, I got
All right, double
Scott.
Question
Good.
Mark. Is Santa Santa going to sandals or scandals? That's what I want to. I hope he's going to scandals. I'm going to brew with him. Keg stand.
Oh, my God. You're going to catch fire. You are going to catch fire.
Might catch something
Santa.
Else if you go to scandals. Oh,
you
too,
you're
with
definitely
going
to catch something else if you go to scandals. Oh, we're catching a lot of great things here with Ginger Mistletoe, owner of Valverde's Christmas store and volunteer organizer.
Why am I here?
Of the Valverde Christmas parade.
Because we need a record here. For if anything bad happens this year, that we know we have your proof that
next
you
Wednesday,
are behind it.
Thank you.
Nothing bad is going to happen because I'm in charge.
Okay,
now.
Then what floats do we have this year just before we go into our news break?
Okay, great. That's a great question that you have. Sharnies is back, all right?
Ooh.
You know what Sharnies
nice.
Float this year is?
What is
it's
it?
Not a blood shake. They are paying homage to the best treat on the Sharnies buffet, the liquid cheese.
No one eats for free at Sharnies.
Yeah, that stuff's going to be slipping and slopping all over the site.
People are going to be breaking necks on that liquid cheese foot.
Is
I'll tell
it
you that.
Hot?
No, we'll
in
enjoying the, it.
But is it hot? Just as hot as it is at Sharnies, because literally that is third degree burn liquid cheese.
Yeah, might not lead to death, but definitely going to lead to some flesh burning off. I'll tell you that.
It would not be Sharnies liquid cheese if you didn't feel the top of your tongue fusing to the roof of your mouth.
That's the jingle. Sing it. Sing the jingle, please. What is it? How did it go?
No one eats
pizza. No. The
roof one.
No,
we all know that one. Of course, this is the liquid cheese jingle.
What's the jingle with the, we all know it burns your mouth?
Our liquid cheese is so hot, it fuses your tongue to the roof of your mouth.
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
Oh, God, bro, I cannot wait. Well, I'm excited now. Wednesday, 2 p.m. Oh, I guess we will. We'll bring the vehicle out. And we'll
the fires will be over.
Will they be over? He's shaking his head no.
Shaking his head no, but will they? You know.
There will be no fires. There will be no live cows.
Okay,
Farmer Dan's going to be upset about that. All right.
The new marching band isn't so good, Ginger.
No, their version of Hang On Sloopy really sucks.
Really sucks.
They pulled up the JV marching band. We certainly have. It's the band that doesn't really know how to march very well.
Let me just say, it's very clear. They don't know how to march in formation or straight. They go all over the goddamn place. And if I wanted one marching band to die, I retract my earlier statement. I would want the new Valverde High School Marching Band to perish. So we can all
They're
hope
not
for that.
Going to die.
And the Valverde Holiday Parade this Wednesday at 2 p.m. Come on out, plan your perfect way to kill the brand new Valverde High School Marching Band. And best murderer gets a reward directly from the Valverde Christmas store, courtesy of Ginger Mistletoe.
You heard it here
you
first.
You might get a Hulk finger.
You might get a Hulk finger.
You might get a Hulk finger. That's what I say.
We don't have
to
those.
All
we
of my
you
kids.
Might get an off-brand Hulk finger.
It's blue.
Hope blue. So we're moving right along. Skeet Ulrich coming up. Merry Christmas, Hulk finger, right here on 108.9 The Hawk.
Merry Christmas, Hawk.
Merry Christmas, Hawksmas. Oh my God.
What a terrible thing that happened last Christmas at the.
But it was really good for Bert's Funeral Flowers.
Oh, fuck. They just kept going.
That's why they could sponsor us this entire year. It's because they did so well at that last Christmas.
So much money.
Bert does no other. He didn't even have to do any other flowers this year.
No.
He covered the next 3 years.
Anyone who died? Nothing.
Nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, my beautiful wife and wonderful wife, Kristen Bartlett.
Beautiful wife and wonderful
and
wife.
And my wonderful competing wife with Jason.
All right.
Wife wars.
Welcome back to 108.9
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
And there was no mention of Ulf.
No.
Well, it wasn't the time of year for Ulf.
Ulf is clearly a summer. That is summer television.
Summer TV.
Summer TV. If you don't know what we're talking about, the last time Kristen was on, she said Alf as Ulf. By accident in the middle of it. So we just kept going and saying that it was the German version of Alf.
God forbid anyone makes a mistake on this podcast.
Oh, you're toast.
It's over.
Scandals. Yeah. Scandals.
Scandals.
Speaking of.
Yeah.
Scandals.
Oh, no, I meant scandals.
Yes.
You meant scandals?
Yes.
No.
I meant scandals to be a separate place from. Trust me.
No.
100%. You said sandals. I came up with scandals.
Isn't scandals the other name of the same company of sandals and scandals?
No.
Because
no.
there's the adult version and the adult then there's version the is family
hedonism.
Version.
Yeah. Hedonism.
But is that the same company?
I don't think it is. So. I don't think sandals
I don't think
has
scandals
a,
messes around with that.
I don't think they say scandals.
It's only missionary at sandals.
That's on the t-shirt.
That's on their t-shirt, yeah.
It says it's only missionary
at
sandals.
Oh, you're right. Sandals Caribbean Resorts for adults. Well, in our world, there's also scandals.
Scandals.
And you can go to sandals, but scandals is really funky.
The scandals.
Sandals also, part of their same company does have like the family version, right? Does that still exist?
Yeah, isn't it called like beaches?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
Yeah.
Are beaches and sandals related?
I only know because our friend Dan went on his honeymoon to beaches.
Yes.
And he was like, God, there were so many goddamn kids. And he didn't have any kids with him. Like, it was as a honeymoon.
He thought he was going to scandals.
He thought he was going to scandals.
He was going to have a bourbon and chicken orgy.
Yeah. Oh, God.
He just sweat it out.
That's the last night at any scandal stay is the bourbon chicken orgy. Oh, yes. Scandals is definitely going to be a place in Valverde Bay now. We're going to have our own local scandals.
Sounds
so you
good.
Don't have to travel so far.
Scandals is also, I don't know if it still exists, but when I was in high school, like that was the gay bar,
in
Asheville.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Nashville, North Carolina. Yeah. That was like the club, the club.
The club. one question we always ask, and we started asking after you were on the show. So technically,
when you found your rhythm.
When you found our voice. You know, like Marin's, who are your guys? Ours is, what is your relationship to classic rock?
Oh, what a great question. Well, I guess I grew up with it.
Okay.
Didn't everybody?
No, you would be surprised. So many guests not grown up with it or have not even been around it that much.
You know what? Because I'm going to like conflate like oldies with classic rock, which I don't know is that's not true. But like
they're related.
I would say like growing up, like the oldies make me think of like going on beach trips or whatever and listening to a certain radio station. Also coming from North Carolina, we had The Ride, which is The Ride, Jeff, which is like the ultimate classic rock station.
This is the best classic rock station. It is in Charlotte, North Carolina, and all of the sweepers in between songs are just this guy who's done it for years, and he's just like, you're listening to The Ride.
I was gonna
guess. It would be like The Doors.
Yeah.
It was so good.
And then
good.
It goes into like, no sugar tonight in my coffee, no sugar,
no sugar tonight in my
there's
tea.
There's like one not American woman guess who song an hour.
Yeah. That was The Ride promise.
Yeah, that's their promise. And it's just like in between each song, there are no DJs. There's just like a sound of a motorcycle in stereo going from right to left. And it goes, The Ride.
I love that. And it just feels like driving home late at night in North Carolina. That's what it feels like. And I love that feeling. I introduced Jason to that radio station when we started dating.
Yes.
He loved that very much. And
that was your courtship with Jason, was letting him know about a classic rock like, radio station.
Honestly.
That's love language.
Yeah,
that is
a
love language right there.
Well, I think of like one of the things that I just love with you, which I guess we don't really do much anymore, but like late night road trips, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like that's like driving through somewhere.
We don't do those anymore because we're not driving like a long way to get somewhere. Like in California,
and I also like to see things when we're driving somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and I think like in college or like, you know, even beyond that, like, we would leave the house at finally be ready to leave the house at like 8 o'clock,
or we, you know, yeah, or we'd be driving like, from like New Jersey down to you our see North our Carolina. Folks in North Carolina for the holidays, and it would be late at night, and we'd be listening to that or Coast to Coast AM on the most creepy, crackly, creepy AM station you can pick up.
That is the best. I love that spooky feeling. That makes me feel so good.
Where he's like,
late at night,
west of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. And the person's like, I think I fucked a vampire.
And oh God, I love
that. I had an orgy with a gray.
Truly, we need to be like, but these days,
yeah,
with our eyesight becoming what it is.
Yeah.
No, night blindness ain't going to help nothing.
Yeah.
I just think of like being like driving in like some sort of like desolate state at 2 a.m. Yeah. Look at Jason's glasses.
There we go.
I think you look really great in those
glasses.
Thank
you. Thank you.
You really do.
I do.
I would give you the updated question that can only apply to you. What is your relationship with classic rock because you are married to Jason Gore?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Because like yesterday, I was listening to Neil Young and Chrissy was like, what is this? Johnny Cash? Willie Nelson? And then I was like, it's Neil Young. And she goes, I was just guessing it was some sad old guy with a guitar. She's like, I was wondering why I was sitting here being like, why do I feel so melancholy for no reason?
She was just
because
running
Jeff
a list.
Is forcing me to listen to Neil Young.
This music. What is this music?
She needs to make a playlist and list them like sad old guy with guitars.
Jason and I have both have music that we play to each other that is like, that it gets to the limit where we're like, what is this? I can't handle this anymore.
You're with that with Taylor Swift. Like, you listen to so much Taylor Swift. I love it.
Jason,
I do.
He like hits a limit with Taylor Swift that he can't handle. But you know, like when we first got married, like I was like really into like pop punk music. Like Fall Out Boy, I loved it. But there were a lot of things that we had in common. Like we had Death Cab in common. Mm-hmm. We had like Rilo Kiley and all of that. But like I loved like Something Corporate and like I loved Fall Out Boy. Ugh. And Jason went to a Fall Out Boy concert with me. And of course I went up to the front and Jason stood in the back with the dads.
The dads just kept buying me beers thinking I was a dad.
Right.
Yeah. Like he like gave dad vibes.
Yeah.
Even though I was 24 maybe. Yeah. Like, yeah.
They were so just like, here's another Bud Light. And it's like, sugar, we're coming down singing. I'll be your nut, I'm bound, and I'm bound up.
The only thing I really love about Fall Out Boy is that the entire time I watch videos, I can picture the drummer is just like counting the money that he gets coming in while he waits to go play with this hardcore band Sect that I love a lot that are a vegan straight edge band.
He plays drums in
this band Race Trader, who are a super political band an Iranian singer.
Okay.
And the name was like supposed to be like aggressively political.
Wow.
And he's like, but then he has to be like, all right, Race Trader, I'm going to take
a
break and go play with Fall Out Boy some bullshit song.
I respect that. Yeah. I 100%. Now that I work in the entertainment industry, you have some for them and you have some for you.
Yeah.
And that is for them. Yeah. And that's great.
I mean, P. Wentz was in this band Hinkley. I think he played it that I loved. Their 7-inch was great. It's this noisy, chaotic, straight edge band. But
there you go, man. There's something to be said.
Yeah.
But for us, like, I think you've gotten me into a lot of classic rock. I didn't listen to Springsteen before we got together.
Yeah.
I
love Springsteen.
I love, and obviously I think like living in Jersey for so long, you absorb that a little
bit. It's a rule. You have to.
I loved Queen beforehand, but of course being with you made me love Queen more. I loved the Beatles already. I don't know. Like Neil Young was a slow burn for me. Mm-hmm. Like that took me a lot to get into.
It took Harvest Moon.
Yeah, Harvest Moon I like. It took like losing parents.
Sure.
for me to start to appreciate that music.
Yeah.
I love Fleetwood Mac, but I always did. What are some of the bands where I'm like, oh, Jason, this is, I can't. You need to stop this.
It's not all classic rock, but if I listen, there will be so many times when I try to play a Guided by Voices song. I'm like, you'll like this song. You'll like this song. And Kristen's just no.
Like, this is hurting.
I can't.
I would say, like, anything with a metal tinge, like Ozzy. I'm not, like, into that.
You don't like, you hate when I play Metallica.
I hate Metallica.
Every Metallica song sounds the same.
Can you imagine what my wife has been putting up with for 23 years when I control the music that's on 24 hours a day, 90% of the time?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, I have to deal with Metallica. It'll be like, oh, you're listening to Dying Fetus again? Like, okay, cool.
And this is all over your Sonos?
Over the Sonos or my records. Like, it truly, like, in the car, like, you know.
That's tough stuff. No, for me and Jason, it's a more of a collaboration. We go back and forth.
I don't make you listen to anything that, you know, if I do play something, it's something that I know you relatively kind of like. Like if I play Elvis Costello or if I play Wilco or, but it depends on the Wilco. There's some Wilco where you're just like, take this the fuck off the stereo.
But one very sweet thing that I loved and definitely was part of our courtship was that Jason would make me like CDs, like mix CDs. And that evolved into a little Spotify playlist.
I can still
and
do that if you'd like that. I just thought you hated
you
my
do
stuff.
It from time to time. I go by, you did one not too long ago for me. I really like it. Okay. I was listening to it yesterday, in fact.
Good to know.
you have to remind him, Jeff. Jeff, you have to remind him. You have to say, you know what? Those flowers you gave me 2 years ago, beautiful.
But do you think that we're, I mean, I know at least for me, and there are times for me and Kristen, Jeff, where we'll be watching some musical act on TV that everybody is apparently fucking crazy about, and we're like, who the fuck is this?
Well, we're getting old.
I know, but I never thought I would be that person.
I'm a little better than that, though.
You are. Because of you TikTok. Are. I'm just like, what? That's why I go full Southern. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What the
I
fuck?
Mean, it helps on my end that I always was like that. Like, it was like when I was 16, 18. Yeah. Like, it's like, I don't know what
You've
the fuck.
You've been that way forever.
I forced myself to listen to all of Taylor Swift just because you were talking. You're like, you'd like maybe this record or this record.
No,
and I was like,
no, I don't.
Yeah,
there's no way
in
hell
that's the thing.
Ever.
I was like, Jason,
unless
you don't
does, like,
need
a Genesis
me to
type record.
Yeah, I mean, that Which will never could.
I love, I mean, she I love could. Taylor Swift. I love, like, Evermore. I love, like, that. I love her. I think she's great. That's what I write to, usually. Yeah. Like, I like that a lot.
Which is why I hear it a little too much, because when you're, like, that and Heim.
But I'm not playing it for all of us. I listen to a lot of Heim. I do.
A lot of Heim. I like Heim. They've covered Oh Well by Fleetwood Mac, and they did an amazing job.
You live in L.A. and you're involved in comedy. You have to like Heim. It's
if
like a rule.
You live in L.A. and you're involved in comedy.
I like Boy Genius. I like Phoebe Bridgers. Yeah.
I like Bridgers and Boy Genius.
I tried for all of those too. I was like, I like this one part, and then oh no, that I don't. And oh, I like the oh no, I don't like that. Like too much
I'm getting
work.
Into Gracie, this is new for me, Jason. Gracie Abrams. I have to introduce you to Gracie Abrams as well. Mm. I definitely have gotten. There was probably a decade where I did not follow new music, and then suddenly I think the start of it was probably TikTok. There was definitely the pandemic when you have more time to like listen to music.
TikTok really slams some shit into your ears, though.
Yeah. The one that we love, or that I love, that makes us laugh is You My Little Boo Thing.
I like that one, and the tears falling down at the party. It sounds like a sad.
I mean, honestly, when I look, I end up looking at like some Dying Fetus TikTok related thing of people lip syncing to this real fucked up sample at the beginning of the song that I love so much.
I have said this really so funny. Fucking much, Jeff. You have to start just using the Hawk TikTok and do like. Like Greg Lemon Sour on a Greg 60 on a song. Like
but
you pick one
I
need,
song. I win,
and
yeah,
then,
and I can and I will, but I just need you to teach me how to do it because I'm not interested in learning how to work that stupid app.
Yeah, no,
it's not healthy. It's also very addictive and not
well,
healthy.
That's the other part when Jason's like, we're getting a lot of traction on there.
We
and
really
I'm
are.
Like, could you do something else?
Could you fucking
but that's what people are.
Work
I mean,
at us growing?
At.
Yeah, instead of trying to get
that'll be my phone call. Like, do you want this to work? Do you even fucking
sounds
care
like
about 108.9 The Honk?
That's really funny.
So, Kristen, you're amazing. I love you. We all love you. We love having you here. When you said that
Wait,
you wanted
what?
To come back on The Honk, I got so excited. And especially when you Thank listened you. To two episodes of The Honk last week to prepare. Because it had been on. It had been a while since you've been on. So you wanted to hear
it
what it was like.
It had been a while. So it definitely evolved.
But I will say, I'll probably give you the benefit. Much like he has to listen to Taylor Swift in the background. You have to listen to a lot of like.
Yeah, just because I don't.
As he's recording in the other office.
This is the thing I hate so much. I hate to hear Mickey Mac.
Well, he's dead.
He died, thank God.
Yep, second time. This is the second time he's died, though. So
he's like a soap opera star.
He could come back. You never know, but wait and
That's
see.
That's like, Oh, yeah. I definitely hear a lot of Hawk. I absorb a lot of Hawk. I know bits from the Hawk. I see bits
from
the Hawk.
But you also help us. Like, you have a lot of...
I give you ideas.
You've given us so many ideas. I don't know if you guys heard in an episode a couple weeks ago, Cum Gutters.
Oh, it aired? That's great.
This was yours. And
oh, wait. Where we're recording this, it hasn't aired yet. Has it? Or has it?
No, it hasn't aired yet.
Okay, there you go. So I haven't done it.
Get ready for the Cum Gutters.
Oh, yeah. But also, we wouldn't have this without Kristen.
Food girl.
That's very nice, thank you.
Because we were swimming and I was like, oh, Val Verde needs a grocery store. What should it be called? And she just like, without even thinking, she's like, Food Gulch. It just like came out. I'm like, oh, that's perfect. I love the idea that all this food's in the gulch.
I love swimming and like coming up with ideas. So
that's the best place to just brainstorm.
Because in the water.
You're just like, you know, you're doing one thing, the repetitive. It's almost like it's a form of meditation, really.
100%. Yeah.
So totally. What are you working on, Kristen Bartlett?
I'm working on a lot of things that won't be out for 1,000 years, yeah, as per usual. Yeah.
Good old strike.
The good old strike. I'm so happy that the strike is over.
Good Lord.
And that life will get back to normal. Probably, I mean, we'll see. The thing that will come out next year is a show called How to Die Alone, mm-hmm, which was created by and stars Natasha Rothwell.
Most wonderful person in the world.
She's a delight.
She's the best.
And that show will come out on Hulu, which I'm so excited about.
And it's so funny. It is such.
Yay.
And I'm not just saying that because I love you more than anything and I'm your husband and required by law to say that. Also, Hulu, I'm married to them as well. So I am required by law to say. No, it's so funny.
And your marriage has commercials now and it's great.
It does have commercials.
And we're fine with it. It's
are
fine.
You looking for a new catheter?
Oh, no. That's what my market is now.
Yeah, I know. When did I fall into this demographic?
Are you dying tomorrow?
Bert's Funeral Flowers. Yeah.
And then I worked on like a brief like little show from the guys from Stupid Buddy. And that is going to be like a sketch thing that should hopefully come out.
The guys that did Robot Chicken.
Yes. Yeah. That should be coming out probably at the end of December, but like through the winter, yeah, I think. And it'll be online. So I'm excited for that. Yeah. And yeah. And other than that, I'm working on a lot of things myself until I'm back in a room, which I'm excited for. And I write my Substack.
Wonderful.
So people should check out my Substack.
Wonderful Substack. So funny. KristenBartlett.substack.com. We'll put a link in the show notes. You'll be able to find that below.
The goal behind that Substack was to leave the house.
Wonderful. And we did. And we did a lot of fun stuff.
And we do.
And like we did the Gentle Barn. Jeff, you're in one of the Substacks.
Yeah.
We went to the Gentle Barn up in Santa Clarita, which was amazing. And we got to hug cows, which is one of the best feelings I think I've ever felt outside of marrying you.
Hugging a cow.
Two things I love. Hugging a cow and marrying my wife.
And sometimes it feels like the same.
Sometimes they're the both. No, that never. So, all right. Well, I love you very much. Thank you for being on 108.9 The Hawk.
God, thank you so much for having me. There's a lot of competition to get on this.
God,
and
it's so hard.
God.
I had to bump so many people. Skeet Ulrich.
I'm sorry.
You got
I'm
bumped against Skeet. You were
thank
laughing
you.
At that because I don't think that was happening when you were on the show last time. Like Skeet Ulrich is on the show every day.
He gets bumped.
And every day. He gets bumped sometimes, but every day he's like showing something stupid that isn't acting. Like he's like card tricks or cool. Like, oh, yeah. Great. Like he's going to show us how to cook a frittata. You know, he just wants to be part
it's
of the morning
funny.
Show.
Funny bit.
So it's a great. Oh, bits are good.
I love you. And I'm proud of you for sticking to this.
Thank you.
My God. We'll, can we get out of here, please?
Here's information on 108.9 The Hawk.
108.9 The Hawk was created, written, and performed by Jason Gore and Jeff Garlock. For all episodes of 108.9 The Hawk, please search for 108.9 The Hawk on any podcast provider or visit 108.9thehawk.com. To support the show, please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/108.9thehawk. The world's greatest comedy podcast about classic rock radio, 108.9 The Hawk.